I took my motorcycle up to Tahoe
to see B.B. King.
Up there to see B.B. King, and I figured I'd gamble.
And how old were you?
I don't remember.
24?
Something like that.
Do you have like long flowing hair and a
No, I have very thin hair. I still have pretty much the hair.
What was the motorcycle? What kind of motorcycle?
It was a Kawasaki Triple. Anyway,
rice burner. Okay.
Oh, it was fast.
Yeah,
anyway, rice burner. Hair would, if it got too long, I'd get these split ends and make my face itch. So I never could grow really long hair because it drive me nuts. So I go up there and I go to the tables before the concert. And I win, I don't know, $200-$300. And I decide that instead of spending the night, I'm going to come back after the B.B. King concert. I go watch it. And I had a great seat. It was right in front. It was like a lounge act, B.B. King.
And so you were doing blow or just drinking scotch?
No, I wasn't doing anything. No.
Scotch?
No.
Even weed?
I'm on a motorcycle.
Some ludes?
Bad enough with the big gouges in Highway 80 that you could get killed just driving back. So I say the concert store was around midnight. I said, hell with it. I'm driving home. I'll save the hotel costs and I'll just drive home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not quite snowing, but it's below zero. So it's freezing. I got all the gear on.
You're aware that it's snowing.
But I'm going to get there. It says, once I get down the hill, it's not going to be snowing for long.
Wow.
And so I start to get, what do you call it when you get too cold? It's called,
hypothermia.
I start getting hypothermia. And so I'm driving, blah, 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 blah. And so I go into a gas station and make the mistake of warming up, which is, you know, cause if you're going to be cold, you want to kind of keep you don't want to go warm, cold, warm, cold. So I started shivering like a maniac.
Yeah.
After I left the gas station, after I warmed up, so I started driving. On the entrance, there is a beautiful woman hitchhiking. I mean, dynamite. You can see she was dressed up in a lot of gear, but you can just see her face. She's fantastic. And so she's hitchhiking, and I pull over to ask her if she wants to go, but I'm
hey, baby. Hey,
I'm so cold and freezing, I say to her, and she takes a look at me like I'm a crazy guy.
She pulls out her gun.
She slowly walks backwards like Homer Simpson. Says no thanks. And I realize and so I said fuck it, and I just drove.
No,
off.
No, you said.
Yeah, that's right. I said. Yeah, I couldn't talk.
How to Pick Up Chicks by John C. Dvorak.